This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, do go over to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Check it out, folks, as well as Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. As well, friends, the phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we got lots to talk about it because... Interestingly enough, I hope someone doesn't get angry with me. It actually happens to be one of my friends that's on a radio station. He's got 240 affiliates across the United States of America. So I say this out of respect, but I also say this due to the fact that I've been trying to blow this from the rooftops for years. Let's go back just a little bit here. About 10 years ago, I remember a clown in the professed church who got on the radio show with us concerning the issue and the topic of homosexual marriage. And I told him, I said, listen, this is what's coming down right now. And he just chuckled it off in the state of Minnesota here. And he said, well, that will never happen here. Well, interestingly enough, we have a criminal, Mark Dayton. He was actually voted the worst senator in the United States history. And we also know that he takes money from George Soros, who is a international criminal. Well, he happens to be the governor in the state of Minnesota, and what he did is he just went and pushed homosexual marriage down the throats of the state of Minnesota without their consent, as usual, just like every other state. And interestingly enough, you know, over the last 5 to 8 years probably, you know, we've done a lot of high schools across the country. All of a sudden when... I believe it was probably in 2005 or 2006, my ministry came under attack in high school assemblies across the country. We've done 350 high schools, public high schools, in 24 different states. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere comes this homosexual mafia that starts attacking my ministry along with Rachel Maddow from MSNBC and every other national outlet you can think of. Because what they're doing is they're trying to silence those that are actually speaking out against the homosexual agenda. And I'm saying a lot here, but folks, people need to understand that, first of all, going back to 2005, 2006, people need to understand that nobody pushed the homosexual agenda more than George W. Bush did. And if you think I'm kidding, you might want to do a little homework online. And interestingly enough, right when he got out of office, all of a sudden they become advocates of the homosexual issue. Of course they did. And we also know that George Bush and George Herschel Bush were seen at lesbian weddings, so on and so forth.
Herbert, yep.
Yeah, Herbert. Herbie, right?
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to do a little homework on the Bushes, just find out who Prescott Bush was. He was indicted in the 30s concerning Hitler's war. He was actually financing Hitler's war illegally. Just so you know, that when you're talking about the Bushes, friends, you're not talking about godly, upright men the way they mean to portray themselves to the American people. If you simply do your homework, you'll find out that I'm not kidding. And interestingly enough, again, going back to the homosexual issue, you know, my ministry came under attack by the radical homosexuals, and I was just simply trying to reach out into the gay communities because I knew that the pastors and the hirelings and the whores that were preaching from the pulpits weren't telling the radical homosexuals the truth. Well, lo and behold, actually trying to reach into the homosexual communities backfired because at every step of the way, they attacked me. And it was interesting because the more they attacked me, the more I pulled the curtain back on these radical homosexuals, only to find out that they, in fact, were the ones that were perpetuating the crimes. Now, interestingly enough, again, going forward, because it gets more interesting, is the fact that we see that this radical criminal in the White House, known as Barack Hussein Obama, well, we know that he appointed none other than Alina Kagan to the Supreme Court. And for those that do not know who Alina Kagan is, she's a radical lesbian who never judged a case a day in her life. But she was appointed as the next Supreme Court justice without any experience. We also know not only did she queerify Harvard, we also know that she appointed transvestites, radical, radical homosexuals. And when I'm talking about radicals, those that spit against God in every sense of the war, because at length, friends, they are at war with God, and it's a war that they are about to lose, either in this life or in the next, but that's up to them. But in saying that, then we go back over and see Alina Kagan as the fox in the chicken coop, and now she's appointed, and for some reason, the people across the land are starting to wake up a little bit concerning the homosexual agenda. And no longer, you know, we've heard from the likes of some of the, you know, the conservatives of the day, the Glenn Beck Mormons that have actually tried to convince the American people there's nothing wrong with homosexual marriage. The conservatives concerning the Fox News outlets that through omission have failed to ring the bell or blow the trumpet to warn the American people about what homosexual marriage is all about. And the reason they didn't is because they didn't want to come under attack by the gay mafia, the homosexual mafia, neither. As if to say that they have a reputation to protect. It's interesting, Christ didn't make himself of a reputation, but we see, you know, over 300,000 pulpits in America that remain silent in the face of a radical homosexual agenda, which is there to be used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution and your sovereignty to give you over, through tolerance, of course, over to a tyrannical government known as a New World Order, which, by the way, going back to George Bush Sr., called for over 202 times. He's also the man that was responsible for saying that out of chaos we can create a New World Order. So who's creating the global chaos, friends? These people are responsible for it every step of the way. So here we are. And over the last week, we've given you somewhat of a synopsis of the gay agenda, and we've given you a little history. And but I want to say this, friends. It's a sad day in America when the American people turn the other cheek until it gets to the point that they don't have another cheek to offer to be smacked, because really that's where you're at, America. You don't have any more room to be painted into a corner. There's no wall. Your back's already up against any wall that might be there. You can't go back any further than what you are right now. You're beginning to understand the face of those that mean to rule over you. And if you want to know who means to rule over you, well, just find out those that want to silence you. And we understand that it's the radical homosexuals. So we're going to hit on this just for a little bit here during the first hour of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you, friends, theory no more. And by the way, who said theory? Because it wasn't the prophets of God. It was the state-run media that wanted you to believe that it was no big deal. Now, friends, what do you have to say about that? Sons of Liberty Radio.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. As I shared with you right before the break, friends, theory no more. I've shared with you some time back how a older gentleman responded to me and he said, Bradley, you know, it's interesting. 50 years ago, we were told by the state-run media that this was all theory. Now it's a reality. Of course, that's how these people operate, through deception. And it's a sad day in America when the left, as you call it, America, knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. I'm going to say that again. The left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. And I'll tell you why. Because the right isn't doing the right thing all the time. And the right time to do the right thing right now is right now, friends. Chai Feldman is an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by, again, the radical Muslim lover in the White House. She said, I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish. In other words, nobody can speak out against us anymore. We're beginning to see the homosexual mafia for who they really are. And by the way, who I've always known them to be. When God said it's an abomination, there's a reason he said it's an abomination. Now, just to bring it forth line upon line, precept upon precept, Stephanie's got a quote by Mr. John Adams, the second president of the United States, talking about morality in the Constitution.
Yeah, he said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that was such a profound statement that he made because he knew that unless people were willing to govern themselves and to live in accordance with the Word of God according to religion and morality, the Constitution was not able to bridle their hearts. Only Christ was able to do that through the Word of God.
It's null and void.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the people are immoral and people don't realize that when a government becomes to... comes to a place where it wants to demoralize its people, it means they want to rule over that people. And again, as I said right before the break, if you want to know who means to rule over you, we'll find out who you can't speak out against. Friends, the face, it's in the light of day to see. Yes. Mask off, friends. It's right in front of your face.
And I'd like to add to the point, too, is, you know, this subtleness of, you know, we have what the Word of God tells. The Word of God says no fornicator, which means to have sex outside of marriage, no adulterer, and so on and so forth, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But what we get nowadays is we get these subtle glimpses of immorality, and these subtleties should offend you. For example, we had this true story that we were watching, and it was a true story about a sports thing with the team, but it was a true story of these two men who were basically pulled out from their impoverished circumstances to learn something, and it was based upon all these good principles. But what I noticed was it's supposed to be a quote-unquote family film, but then they add their subtleties in there of immorality, which just offends me.
Yeah, Walt Disney.
Yeah, it offends me to the core.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't say, well, listen, at least they're not blatantly doing this and blatantly doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do they have the suggestions? And we as a society, if we allow this little compromise to creep in.
That's how it starts.
It just creeps in just a little bit. You think, well, that's not so bad. Or they're not showing it, but they're hinting to it. We took that video and we threw it in the trash today because of the fact that, listen, even the smallest little hint should offend you to the point where it's like, no, I don't want that in my house.
We now know that Walt Disney
and
that corporation is sold out. They have, you know, Gay Day. I think probably 10 or 15 people show up. They shut down the parks just for 15 homosexuals.
Yeah.
But again, they can have it their way. But what's going to happen is people are going to awake to the fact and they're going to lose out on their business. And rightly so, they should. Now, friends, let's go back really quick, because what I wanted to highlight is the fact that I don't want my friend to get mad at me, but I do want you to hear this because he emailed this to me. One day I'd asked him, he's a radio show host, he's got a couple hundred affiliates across the United States, and I asked him one day, it was probably about 6 months ago, I said, so I'm just kind of curious, bro, you know, what are people saying out there concerning the ministry? He said, well, you're a bull in a china shop. That's what he said to me. And I said, well, that's good, you know what, it's always good to have a bull in a china shop. He emails me this today. He says, marriage is now being defined other than the one who instituted it. 30 states are following their leader down the broad road of destruction. We're told soon all 50 states will join into this lie. Because you have 50 compromised men that are governors of states, and in Congress, and in your representatives as well. Okay? We're told all 50 states will join into this lie. He said, Jesus wept when he saw Jerusalem inevitably God forsaken on their journey. I believe Jesus weeps again, but this time for America, a country once blessed by him. Lord have mercy. Also keep in mind, if I can just add to that, keep in mind it was the women that were crying for Jesus as he went up to Golgotha to be crucified for the sins of mankind and also to bring forth judgment concerning the prince of the power of the air. And it was Jesus that turned around and he said to those weeping women, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. And then he said, if you'll allow this to happen in a green tree, when you have the power to still do the right thing and you do it not, imagine what they'll do in a dry tree when you don't have power any longer to do the right thing. Did you hear what I said? America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You are not a people in this country that are to be ruled by your representatives who derive their just powers from you. They work for you as long as you're ruled by God. But if you don't want to be ruled by God, then they're going to rule the roost. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Let me go back to Alina Kagan really quick, okay? Concerning the homosexual agenda and concerning the topic of homosexual marriage in America. Now, people need to understand that Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard, and contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, this is Harvard's mottos, friends, for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. Now, during her tenure, she did the following. Kagan hired former American Civil Liberties Union lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexual, transgender, blank, F, you know, two letters in the center and then a K, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. What's happening today, friends? Kagan also hired other radical, well, radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. These are the people that you have entrusted to rule the roost, friends. And it is happening today because you have not pulled the curtain back and checked out their records before they were actually put into place. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming onto campus. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. People, you need to realize this one thing. You are now dealing with the people that no longer are ruled by law, and they are making way for your sworn enemies to make their entrance. And that is exactly what's going on. And again, friends, it's exactly what I've been telling you over the last 12 years. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody thought anything was wrong with it. Now they're beginning to realize, wait a second, this isn't a game. This comes to my aid. Does anybody remember when Adolf Hitler first came into power? Everybody laughed at the little man with a mustache, but nobody took the time to pull the curtain back on that notorious criminal that's burning in hell right now where he belongs to be. There's a special place in hell for people like that, yep, that do what they know not to do. It's called transgressors, friends. And it's interesting that nobody took him serious. And, you know, the politicians, they took him to none other than the prime minister there. And they said, we can control this guy. And what happened is once he got into power, he began to kill off within his political opposition. That's what he did. And then he began to kill off his opposition on a nationwide basis concerning the 80 million in population. And the person that I'm talking about that was told that they could control him, well, they were actually telling none other than Mr. Hindenburg that he'll be taken care of. Well, that's not what happened, friends. And before we knew it, 6 million political dissidents were murdered off by none other than Adolf Hitler, and then 6 million Jews, gypsies, and other dissidents were killed off. Because after all, they knew that they could just control this guy. See, less than 3% of that population actually supported him, but yet he got in there, and then he overthrew them. Now, this is what's interesting. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. It's a communist attack. And it's a satanic attack is what it is. What they want to do is they want you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. And that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Because they said after millions were murdered and Germany was destroyed, that there was nothing behind Adolf Hitler. But nobody ever took the time to look behind them to find that out. See, that's the sad story of history. And America is beginning to repeat it all over again. We're going to come right back and talk about this a little bit more.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Been doing it. 1-866-233-0747. Friends, I'm just going to be forthright. Just remain silent on this topic because it's the very thing that's going to take your sovereignty all away. I'm just going to get more bold and more forthright about what's going on. Going back to the last segment, I also want people to understand that I was talking about Hindenburg, Paul von Hindenburg. He was the president of Germany, and he appointed Nazi Party leader Adolf Hitler as a chancellor. He despised Hitler. But what happened is once Hitler got into power, he began to kill off everybody.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, less than 3% of 80 million people in that country actually approved of him. It didn't matter if he approved of him or not. He just did it himself. He just, once he got there, he just started to rule the roost. Does that sound familiar, friends? And keep in mind, we're talking about the issue of homosexual marriage right now. And I'm going to bring you over to Canada in just a second here because you need to understand how far this goes and what it's really about. Because it's making way for Sharia law in America is really what it is. And keep in mind, this individual in the White House appointed over 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites to federal government in your country. Why? Why? And who's attacking you more than those that have been appointed? This is what you have to put together, friends. Let's go back to Eleni Kagan really quick. What's that?
I was going to say, before you jump topics, too, I want to say, too, that for those of you that are saying, well...
I'm not jumping topics. I'm staying the course.
Right, we're staying the course, but I just want to just make this plug right now because it's so prime time to do it. But for people who say, well, listen, You know, what happens if two people just want to love each other?
Not love.
It goes way beyond that, and we're exposing this radical homosexual agenda and pulling the mask off what's behind it. And for those that say, I want to know more about what you're talking about. What is this really about? Why is it so important to fight against us? Well, first of all, in the Word of God, you'll find that it's an abomination. But I want you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to find the video. It's a DVD, actually, called To Spit Against Heaven. And that takes you inside the mind of the homosexual agenda. It shows what's happening, what has happened, and what will roll forward and continue to happen, going all the way down to elementary
school. It's getting worse.
It's getting so bad out there.
The transvestites are going after the preschoolers in North Carolina. They're actually wanting them to learn how to use sex toys.
It's like pornography for education.
It's really what it's about, because we even have law professors, as they call themselves, law professors in the United States that are actually trying to normalize pedophilia right now, friends.
Right. So,
and again, keep in mind, this is what the bloggers mean to demonize and discredit anybody that's pulling the mask off these clowns for what they are. But I want you to know something. The joke's on you, America. And it's interesting how they keep zeroing in on the kids. If that's not good enough, we can go over to the NEA. We can go to Kevin Jennings. We can go over to Dan Savage. It gets worse and worse. We can go over to the motto of NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, which nobody ever took serious, friends. Sex before eight is their motto. And this is what they're crying in homosexual parades across the country. But again, there's nothing wrong with it. They're not hurting anybody. Yeah. You know, you just hate them. No, this isn't about about attacking any particular people. This is about a protecting of a particular people that are under attack by the homosexuals, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But I want to finish this off on Alina Kagan really quick. Did you finish your point?
Yeah, so I just want to say, for those of you that want a couple good DVDs exposing, why are you always talking about this? What is so important about it? What's really behind it? It's To Spit Against Heaven and The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. And it's great for you to be able to share with other people if you say, well, I don't really know what to say and I don't really have any ammo per se in my pocket to kind of really expose what's going on. These would be great things to get you equipped and educated so you can go out and do something about the problem in your community.
Going back to Alina Kagan, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to the Supreme Court, Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. See how they say non-discrimination? They say they're being discriminated against, friends, when in fact they're the ones perpetuating. You see how this works? Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Told you this years ago. Obama Solicitor General Donald Varelli argued that DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, is unconstitutional because it violates the fundamental guarantee of equal protection. Friends, God never gave us the right to violate his moral law. He is lying to you. The phrase equal protection comes from the 14th Amendment. Varelli conveniently omitted the equal protection is of the laws. He doesn't want you to understand that equality is found under law. They always omit law, right from wrong. So the question is this, whose law? The laws of our republic, which are derived from God. Some people want to decry the fact, well, it's a civil rights issue. No, it's not. No, it is not. And by the way, I thought there was lines between church and state, friends. Why is the government crossing the lines? When Thomas Jefferson said lies between church and state, he was actually barring the government from what they're doing today. This is a church-ordained institution, marriages. The state has no business, the government has no business interfering with church affairs in any sense of the word. They are out of their scope of authority, therefore they are unlawful. And what would we call an unlawful individual? They're outlaws. Okay, that makes them criminal now, okay, friends? They need to be impeached because they're outside of good behavior. Say goodbye to them, because, friends, you have the power to impeach every single one of them that wants to step out of what their purpose is. Their purpose as judges is to discover and to apply what the law says, not to interpretate what they want it to say. Going back to the civil rights issue, Thaddeus Stevens said in the debate on the fourth floor, on the floor over the 14th Amendment, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merit and conduct. In other words, they are responsible. They make the choice. Sin is moral, friends, not physical. Well, I was born this way. Well, let's take it over to this. Well, did you hear about the guy that likes to steal? He can't keep his hands off of anybody's property, so that's all he has to do when he gets caught by the law, say, well, I was born this way. Or to hear about the guy that only kills three times a week. He's doing his best. He said he was born that way. He can't help himself. Well, then he belongs in jail. Is that right or is that wrong? Of course, those that break the law are called criminals. And that's exactly why homosexuality is called crimes against nature, because they are. William Blackstone, author of Commentaries on the Laws of England, whom our forefathers studied when establishing America and its foundations, stated, "No enactment can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." Exodus 20. America needs to come to terms and understand that no president, no administration, no Supreme Court has the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. That is called tyranny. And you're also putting yourself over to a, well, you're subjecting yourself to an arbitrary government. And if you want that, why don't you go ahead and take a look at what's going on over in Europe? Okay? Now, I said that, and I want to get over to this. And why am I just punching through as much as I can right now? Because there's different crowds going on, listeners, concerning the first hour and the second hour. And I know I'm live across the nation right now, and I got a lot to get off here before hour two comes up. Now, I've talked about homosexual marriage. If you want to know what it's really about, just go over to Canada. And I want you to go to Canada because you'll notice the first thing they did was attack the church. They told the church you're going to marry gays, like it or not. Second thing they did is they attacked the homeschoolers. It's exactly what they're trying to do here. They told the parents, the homeschooling parents, no longer can you tell your kids that homosexuality is a sin or an abomination. They've gone way too far, folks. This is now criminal. The third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent concerning the little boys over in Canada from 16 years old to 14 years old. But we've been warned about this. We know that this is about because we see it's gone a lot further than that, even in the States. Now, if it's not what I'm telling you it is, let me go over to Canada really quick. And I want to show you again. I'm going to bring in another group of people here, namely the Boy Scouts. Listen carefully to Brian Rushfeld, president of Canada Family Action. He said they have secret files here in Canada, as they do down there in the United States, of guys that had abused kids that they didn't report. There were investigations in the abuse of boys which never really produced anything in Canada. Nope. Because you have officials, just like Boys Town in America, where they were taking kids from an orphanage in Nebraska and actually selling them into pedophile prostitution in Washington, D.C. This was back in the 80s and 90s, friends. And you better bet your bottom dollar it's going on. Look at the child trafficking that's coming to the light today, friends. Yep. See, because the American people just rolled over and they turned the other cheek because there's nothing wrong with it. You better bet your bottom dollar you have major compromise going on in government because they are guilty as hell when it comes to the crimes that I'm talking about right now. Let me go on here. David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop. The news broke on the same week as the Boy Scouts of America and their decision on whether or not to continue their longstanding ban on homosexuals. In the Boy Scouts of America, homosexual child sexual abuse happens all too often. There have been over 2,000 cases reported of abuse. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Douglas Smith Jr., who ran the Child Abuse Prevention Program for the Boy Scouts of America, was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the Internet. Yes, that's what's going on, America. Now, friends, if these are the ones that have been busted, can you imagine the ones that haven't been busted? Oh. We all know who Jerry Sandusky is. How many counts? I think 56 counts of pedophilia. And he was busted. He got real bold with his activity. But he went down. Did you know that there are sympathizers within the radical homosexual movement that are actually trying to get the American people to sympathize with the pedophiles? In the likes of a Jerry Sandusky, you didn't see any gay outlet attack Jerry Sandusky. You don't see the gay outlets telling you about these crimes committed against these children. No.
It's a great point.
Oh, it is. You didn't hear of Rachel Maddow reporting to you, friends, how many crimes have been committed concerning our children by radical homosexuals, pedophiles, heterosexual or homosexual, might I add. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to show you how it started. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talking about turning the shield into a spear, friends, this is exactly what these people have done. They played the victim for so long, and the American people slowly but surely are catching up to the fact that they're the ones not shielding themselves, but actually protecting themselves while they perpetuate the crimes. Now, if we go over to Canada really quick, we can see that the Canadian Bishop Frederick Henry stated human rights laws designed as a shield are now being used as a sword. The issue is rarely truth formation, but rather censorship and applying a particular theology through threats, sanctions, and punitive measures. That's what they're doing in Canada now. So in other words, they're finding out, wait a second, they're not the victims, they're actually perpetuating the crimes. In 1998, Canadian scouts decided to allow females, atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts. In 1999, they approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. And within 5 years, scouting membership dropped over 50%. Many scouting camps and offices were closed, and staff was laid off. Of course! But friends, what are you running from? As one would expect, when the doors to sinful behavior are swung wide open. Sex abuse by leaders in scouting is another tragic consequence. Boys who become scouts to receive a healthy moral upbringing are instead becoming lifetime victims of criminals who prey on children. Even worse is the lack of justice these young boys receive. Canadians' epidemic and the Canada's epidemic of child sex abuse is largely swept under the rug to protect pedophiles. Brian Rushfeldt, president again of Canada Family Action, stated, "The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend." The scouts are not only or the only area affected by the radical homosexual lobby, the bully pulpits. The education system is targeted in a large degree. We can see that happening in America on a weekly basis through some crime a teacher has committed against a child, again, both heterosexual and homosexual. But it's interesting when they're busted for homosexual activity concerning pedophiles and students. For some reason, there are those behind the scenes that do their best to actually protect the teachers from the students. Did you hear what I said, friends? And now we're in it. So going all the way back to the beginning of the show, it's interesting that I'm getting calls and emails and texts from people saying, you know, look what's happening. Now, I told you 12 years ago what was happening. And I want to tell you this so you can understand that you've been told before it comes to pass the fact that they are making an entrance for America's sworn enemies. Who is right behind the radical homosexuals, friends? Nothing less, but I wasn't going to say that because it didn't fit right. But I want people to understand that it is actually the radical Muslims that are right behind the radical homosexuals. Because, again, as I stated 12 years ago, that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend America's Constitution. I was right, yeah. And I knew I was right, and what's right behind them? Well, you see a radical criminal president in the United States of America actually entertaining America's sworn enemies in the United States of America. And who are they? Radical Islam, if they're not actually entertaining the Muslims in the White House, entertaining them through celebration of Ramadan, in public schools. Now they're beginning to infiltrate public schools. It's just the beginning, friends. But we can also see that he's taking the military down. He's giving way to the militant homosexuals. 60% of the crimes that we find in the military now are men on men, actually violating one another, because when you begin to allow your government to demoralize everything about who you are, you can rest assured the flood of judgment's coming in. And friends, I want to say this to those that stand back and do nothing about what's going on: prepare to meet your God, because you've been warned.
Yeah, and I want to say too, it doesn't. I remember the time in the actual,
I say that to both sides, by the way.
Yeah, I remember the time in the actual assembly when we were doing an assembly program, and something shifted when the homosexual agenda started to creep its way in. Something had changed, and it was different that day because we didn't get the same response as we usually did. And from there on out, things started to get weird when you went to the schools. And the thing is we need to fortify our walls, because it only takes a little crack for a headway to be opened up continuously. If you look at school shootings, what did it take? Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, they opened the door. They were the first ones through. And then what do we see? We see a plethora of shootings that take place in schools across the nation. So when we go back
because the American people, instead of righting the wrong, I can't blame anybody else, friends. You know what? I can't even rightly just blame the president for what the American people allowed.
Right, of course.
You know, everybody wants to point their finger at Obama, but who's letting Obama do what Obama's doing?
That's right. And when you take it, it's like a little snowball that starts at the very beginning of the hill. It's small, but as it begins to roll down and pick up momentum, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what we've done, is we've allowed the homosexuals, the radicals, and those that are irate, tireless minority, they really are, but they believe in what they do so much that they're pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And now we're seeing where this headway is starting to be made. And unless we do something to stop this reaction, this natural chain of events that just it's almost like a domino effect keeps going on. We have to make sure that we say, no, enough is enough. We have to stop it dead in its tracks. Otherwise, it's going to creep through everything. Now we're seeing elementary education all across the board.
That's all we have to do, is get a couple of them expose them for who they are. We've already got all the information that the American people need. You need to bring forth an indictment, and you bring forth a case where you actually bring forth a conviction. And once you do that, see, these convictions across the board, friends, by the way, I have a whole list of crimes on kids concerning people that have been in, if it's not an attorney, they're police officers. It's just all across the boards. Those that have been put in a place of authority, or those that have been put in a place of actually leadership, these are the ones that are committing the crimes concerning our children. And it's not all of them, friends. I'm not saying that. Just like Stephanie said, it's the little leaving in the lump that needs to be dealt with, because if you don't deal with it, it's going to ruin the whole lump. And that's exactly what is beginning to happen. Now, keep in mind, again, this is starting out with less than 1.7% of the population that are attacking you, friends. And the homosexuals always want to make it out that, again, they're the victims. They are not the victims of anything, friends. I have yet to see a legitimate actually crime committed concerning the radical homosexuals. But I do see a whole lot of crimes that they're committing against people. And if that doesn't work, I'll tell you what, it's the children. If it's not the children, then I've also, during the last week, have actually took the time to expose those self-inflicted hate crimes by the homosexuals, because they're so willing to go so far to criminalize those that don't agree with their lifestyle because of their shame, because of their condemnation. Well, listen, instead of them having to repent, they just want to completely destroy everything along with themselves. And that's exactly, again, what the American people are allowing.
And such a good point you made earlier. Have you ever seen a homosexual stand up and say, we do not condone crimes against children?
Nope.
Ever do
nope.
You know, a media interview?
Nope.
Ever push a whole agenda forward saying, listen, we do not stand for this? I've never yet seen any homosexual say, we are not for crimes against children.
No.
Ever.
Is that disturbing
or what?
I don't care about that. They make the choice to do what they do.
Of course they do, but that's the point.
I understand that. But the point is, it's already gone too far, because now that they're out of the closet, now the American people can begin to see what it's all about, because now they're beginning to see that not only are they outside of the closet, but now that they are out of the closet, they are on a full frontal attack concerning anybody that doesn't agree with them. That is why they're called crimes against nature. That is why it is illegal, according to every state preamble, lawful statute we have in this country, friends. And what's happening is, we're allowing these governors who have been compromised, there's no other reason that they are turning the other cheek in the face of what's going on here, friends. But I want you to understand that we are now at the point where it's either make or break. There's no getting around this, because we're seeing the homo-fascist crimes committed against those shutting in America, trying to shut stores down because they don't want to bake a cake for them. They're trying to shut down bakeries. Folks, they're the ones that are on attack. They're the victims of nobody. And I'm sick and tired of trying to convince people of what this is about. Have them attack you one time. Speak out against them. See how they respond to you. See if you're dealing with an irrational individual, because you will find that you are every step of the way. And now what's happening is, the conservatives are starting to figure out what this is really all about. It's always been about what I've always said it's about, because that's all we had to do is take a look over in Canada.
Yeah, it's amazing. And going back to even to Noah Webster, our founding forefather said, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitution and laws. That's the foundation for our society. He said, all miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, you name it, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. When we walk away from God and His laws, we see what happens in society, and we're looking at
every
it today.
Single
yep.
time. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hour 2 is on the other side of this break. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.